Hello, Sebastian Lucido. Welcome to 5 Minute Fresh Start. I'm in Philippians 4, verse 4. It says, "Rejoice in the Lord always." And again, I say rejoice. "Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus." You know, the Bible says here to rejoice in the Lord always. That means in every circumstance, whether it's dark or light, whether it's good or bad, whether you're in tribulation or in great peace, the Bible says that we should rejoice always under all circumstances, under all different weathers that we live through in life. The Bible goes on to say, be anxious for nothing. Have no anxiety, have no fretting, have no depression, have no fear. Have anything that brings us into a negative state of mind. This is God's will. God's will is that we walk in peace. God's will is that we walk without anxiety, without fretting, depression, or fear in any situation. The Bible tells us that God wants us to take whatever the object is, whatever the circumstance is, and pray it over to Him. You know, when we pray it over to Him, He has possession now. We have to believe that there's a transfer of the solution and the resolving of the circumstance in God's hands. We can't have peace if we still have possession of it. The Bible tells us here, if you read it, it says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving." Praying is giving it over to God. Supplicating is calling out and pouring out to Him. Why? And then thanksgiving means that He's taking care of it. And the Bible goes, "Let your request be made known unto God, and then the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus." The peace can only come when we really give it to God. The peace can only come to our lives when the responsibility, we really believe that God is responsible for the solution or the outcome of what we've prayed over to Him. If we still retain it, we're responsible. If we give it over to Him, He's responsible. And so when I look at this, the Bible reveals, you know, that the ability for us to control our minds in understanding by faith that our prayers are heard by God, and not only heard by God, but God is going to bring a solution. God is going to bring a deliverance. You know, our minds, if we still retain it, will play over and over again the worst possible case scenario. You know, and so the Bible tells us that we're not to do that. We're not to play it over and over again. We need to be at peace. We need to be content. We need to know that God cares for us, and He cares for us with great intimacy. Jeremiah 29:12 says, "Then you will call upon me and go to pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you search for me with all of your heart. I will be found, says the Lord. I will bring you back from your captivity. I'll deliver you. I will gather you from around the world into a place that I have called you." The Bible tells us, cast all of our cares on Him, for He cares for us. It's time for us to know that if we believe God, then we have to believe His word. If we believe His word, then He doesn't want us anxious, in fear, in depression, fretting or worrying over any circumstance in life. Even at the point of death, we shouldn't worry. We should give ourselves to God in all things. Anyway, thanks for joining us today. God bless you. I pray that God's face would shine upon you, that God would bless you in all you put your hands to. Please share this, follow us, like this on social media, and please pray about becoming a partner with us. God bless you. Have a great, great day. Thanks for watching.